Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific, terrific Tuesday. Well, it would be hard to top a Monday like Ladd McConkey had, the North Murray quarterback, playing some hoops and Kirby Smart in attendance. And once that's over, Kirby Smart gives McConkey a full scholarship to the University of Georgia. An exciting night that Ladd will not forget anytime soon. And it is a pleasure to be joined by Ladd McConkey right now on Press Row. Ladd, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
We are doing great. And listen, congratulations first and foremost. Before we get into last night, let's backtrack. The early signing period came and went. Why did you decide not to sign anywhere last month?
I'd only had an opportunity to take one official visit. So with the opportunities I had, I just wanted to make sure I got to see all of them and find the best fit for me. And then these opportunities came up. So it was definitely a blessing.
All right. When did you get wind that Kirby Smart would be coming to your high school basketball game last night?
It was early last week. They told me Coach Hankton actually came to my game last Friday, the receivers coach. And then Coach Hartley texted me and Coach Smart and said they'd be coming up Monday for my game. So it was early last week.
All right. You know, there's a focus, as you know, that's required and that's needed in football and in basketball. How is a basketball game different when you've got a college coach sitting there watching, especially if it's someone as recognized like Kirby Smart?
It's definitely different having him in the building watching you, but you just gotta play your game and just do what I've been doing and just kind of play like he's not there and just do what I've been doing the whole season.
All right, now, Ladd, when you're the quarterback of a team like North Murray and your stats are unbelievable from this past season, I mean, not only just the rushing and the passing, but four interceptions, three that you returned for touchdowns. I mean, as a quarterback at a school like North Murray, you're already kind of have a big man on campus kind of status, and you play on the basketball team. But then Kirby Smart's in the crowd. That takes it to a whole new level. What was today like around walking around classes?
It was awesome. There's in my school, everyone's a huge Georgia fan, so there was everyone saying you need to go there. So it's awesome. All my friends are huge Georgia fans, so it really is awesome, and I'm blessed.
And take us through the stages of last night. After the game is over, I guess Coach Smart and Coach Hartley, they came to your house, and was that where the offer was extended?
Yes, sir.
And that's where the offer was extended. What is that feeling like? I guess are you sitting in your living room and all of a sudden that comes, and what's that feeling like?
It was unbelievable. It was exciting. We were sitting there in my living room, me and my whole family, and he was explaining how they wanted high character guys on their team and someone that they wouldn't have to worry about. And he said, and that's what we want. So that's when he presented me the scholarship offer, and it was exciting.
You're listening to Ladd McConkey, the quarterback at North Murray High School, who last night received a scholarship offer from Georgia to be a member of its 2020 signing class. You're listening to Ladd here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Ladd, did you want to just sign it right there and say, all right, that's it, I'm in, coach, I'm coming? Why did you hold back? How just tempting was that in the moment?
It was definitely tempting. Coach Smart, he told me, he said, I don't expect you to make your decision right now. It's a big decision. It's going to affect really the rest of my life these next 4 years, Will. So I thought it was important to really just sit down with my family after he left and just kind of let everything soak in and take everything in and then make my decision from there.
All right. Now, we were talking a little bit off air about the series of just cool events that have happened for you. Who else has now been in contact? Because the recruiting trail is a dog-follow-dog world, and people see that Georgia's offered you a scholarship, people are going to say, okay, well, what do they know that we don't know? Who else has talked to you or called you today?
Well, Vanderbilt just offered me about 30 minutes ago.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So, and Jim Chaney, the OC at University of Tennessee, came by the school this morning, and he invited me. They invited me up to come up this weekend. So those are really the two new schools that have came along since yesterday.
All right. Were you tempted at all, just a kid with Coach Smart, say, I don't know, Coach, Kennesaw State's made a pretty attractive offer.
I don't know about that.
Okay. Well, it's a super cool story, and it sounds like you and your family deserve it. Who's your favorite team growing up? Was it Georgia?
I actually grew up in a Tennessee household.
Okay. Interesting.
Yes, sir. My grandfather was a big Tennessee fan and just grew up being a Tennessee fan.
All right, so Ladd, and we're talking to Ladd McConkey, the North Murray quarterback here on Press Row on ESPN 105, won the zone. You had the big news last night of the Georgia scholarship offer, and like Jay said, a lot of people, and of course you relay the story about what Kirby had told you and that you didn't have to, obviously you didn't have to just right away pull the trigger on a decision. You're having a lot of to digest. I mean, you're sitting here talking about Vanderbilt and Tennessee today. What kind of timetable have you mapped out with your parents as far as when you would like to make an announcement and wrap up your recruitment?
Well, really, I kind of thought I had a good idea about it, and then these past couple of days has really changed my whole recruiting process. So that's something me and my family have really been talking about since last night, trying to figure out a date where that's where I want to make my decision, but. Just whenever I feel like the best and where I feel like I can have the most successful 4 years is really when I'll commit. I don't have a specific date yet, but just whenever I feel like it's right. Yes, sir.
And Ladd, like I told you today when we were texting back and forth, I've been covering Georgia since Kirby was a player, but I can not go quite as far back when I'm talking about maybe a decade ago. Georgia had a couple of receivers from Calhoun, Chris Durham, who played all the way through 2010, and Rhett McGowan through 2013. Those were some North Georgia boys that had some success under Mark Richt. Do you remember those guys, or were you too little?
I remember them. Landon Burrell, his cousin Rhett McGowan actually played, so he kind of had a connect, or we kind of have a connection.
Okay.
With Landon playing on my team as a receiver and. His cousin doing that at Georgia.
All right, and I guess, Ladd, if I had to ask just kind of a message that you've been through an interesting process here where you had some wonderful offers out of the gate. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but you've Army, Furman, Georgia Southern, Coastal Carolina. Those are some of the schools that offered, and then all of a sudden your big-time SECs come along. What would be kind of your lesson to other people who, you know, there's kind of a patience lesson here, isn't there, that you've been through?
Yes, sir, definitely. Just be patient and just wait. Don't make a decision after visiting one place. Consider all your options and go see everything and see the opportunities that everybody can present you and then go from there.
And would it be fair to say that all of these schools, I mean, you said Coach Hankton came in, the receivers coach. I mean, even though you played quarterback, I know you've got some experience at receiver, and I know you were a special teams returner and had both touchdowns off a kickoff and punt returns. Would receiver and return specialist kind of be what you would be in an ideal world, what you would be playing in college?
Yes, sir, definitely. Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's where I really see myself. That's what I played freshman through junior year in high school. Just kind of had to fill in a role at quarterback this year. But that's definitely where I see myself.
Well, listen, Ladd, congratulations on everything that you've accomplished. I know last night will be a night that you won't forget anytime soon, and we certainly appreciate you sharing your story up the road here in Chattanooga.
Yes, sir. Thank you all for having me.
Absolutely. Ladd McConkey, the North Murray quarterback, who last night got a scholarship offer from Kirby Smart. He's since gotten one from Vanderbilt and been in touch with Tennessee offensive coordinator Jim Chaney. Wow, busy 24 hours. For Ladd McConkey. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.